The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and trying to help understand the Machloikas and our Mishnah of Ramei and Chachamim in the situation of Motzi Shemra, how many members must there be on the Bezdin? The opinion of Ramei is that three is adequate. The opinion of the Chachamim is that it requires 23, gives a number of different interpretations of that machloikus. And the Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph, one of the interpretations offered is the pshat of Ravina. Ravina Amar refers to a situation going shenimtza echem enhem edim karav apostle. And one of the edim to this act was disqualified. The kamifal gave a pluk to Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe, and the machloikus of Rameya and Rabbanan actually mirrors the machloikus of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Kiva. What is Rabbi Kiva's opinion? Tetnan, Rabbi Kiva Melebar Shlishi, the Torah HaKadosh says, Apishnei Edim, Ashloish Edim Yumas Hames, and the obvious question is, if two Edim are adequate to say testimony, to be kosher Edim, why does the Torah speak about three? The Torah Kedosh comes to teach us that the third aid is treated like the first two aidim if they become aidim zomim. And the Gemara continues, Imkein onesh hakosov nitba l'ovrei avera. The Torah is strict, says the Gemara, with those that participate with Ivri Aveira. And the way many Rishonim learn this Gemara, tremendous Chiddush, if you have three Edim coming to say testimony together, and two of them become Edim Zomimim, where we know what a halacha is, that the what happens to the Edim Zomimim, is that Sisim Loi, Kasha Zomim Lasis Lachav, they're punished. The halacha, says Rabbi Kiva, if that third individual, even though he did not become an Eid Zomim, but he was a part of a group of Edim who have become Edim Zomimim, he gets the same punishment as the Edim Zomimim. Certainly, says the Gemara, Alach's kam v'kama, certainly the halacha will be, she'isalim eschores anit b'lo yisim mitzvah k'yisim mitzvah. Somebody who participates with those who do mitzvahs will be treated like someone who did a mitzvah himself. And as we discuss this halacha, the halacha is that we know that on Erev Pesach, Bechayrim are obligated to fast, times Bechayrim. The halacha is that during the 9 days, we don't eat meat. But in both of those situations, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that if one participates in a siyum, even though he might not have learned, he can be counted to be part of the siyum. Again, because he is a nitbal lo'isei mitzvah. So we learn the halacha in Simen Tov Ayin. The halacha in the Mishnah Brura in Tov Ayin Sif Katan Yud teaches us V'yesh Mekaymes Shenaga B'chayim L'haka L'echa B'sudas Mitzvah. The many Bechayim have the minig to eat by a Sudas Mitzvah. B'kein noigim kayoim b'kama b'koymus b'medinosein alohokal. That has become a very prevalent minig. People are lenient. Olechol apasim sudasim mesechta. That they eat by a seam of mesechta. And says the Mishnah Brura, the Bechayrim who are participating did not learn at all. Bikamakim, kivin she'etz la'masayim hu sudas mitzvah. Since the person who's finishing the masechta, for him, it's a sudas mitzvah. Mistarfen l'sudasay, they participate in his suda. V'aminik, says the Mishnah Berurah, she miskapsen la'masayim kodim she'siyim, that they all gather there, masayim l'fneim masechta, and the person who learned says a siyum, v'shoymim umitztarfim imay b'siyumay, and they hear and they join together with him in his siyum, v'akach oisin suda. So here we see that participating in a siyum masechta, even though somebody did not learn himself, is a simcha. Why? Because as we just learned in the Gemara, because he's a nitpa lo oisei mitzvah. He's joined together with a oisei mitzvah. What is considered a valid siyum? So the stipler held that you have to finish a masechta that you understood. Not just read the words. You have to understand what you learn. The Michas Yitzchok in Chelik Beis Simen Tzadik Gimel Ois Beis, that even if somebody was able to complete a whole Masechta in one day, that's still considered a valid sin, as long as he learned the entire Masechta. There are poskim that say you should have at least said every word of the Masechta out loud. Most poskim hold, if as long as you learned, the fact that you didn't say the words out loud is fine. The Michas Yitzchak over there also says that if you didn't learn the Masechta in the proper order, you learned different prakim before and after, as long as you completed the entire Masechta, it's considered a siyum. Rabbi Yoshev, however, says that if a group of people join together to learn a Masechta, every person a different a number of dafim, and like that, the whole Masechta was completed, that is not considered a siyum. Most poskim, that's machloikas ha-poskim actually, if you just learned a seder mishnayis, the shal's true is all at siyan, and the stipler, and Rabbi Yoshev, held that it's not considered a valid siyan. Rav Moshe and the Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Kufna, and Zayin, holds that if you finished an entire sefer of Tanakh, that's considered a siyum, but that's only if you learned it with pshatim. Just reading the Tanakh, the sefer, without delving into it, it's not enough to be considered a siyum. And so too was the opinion of Rav Ozner. The Ben Ishchai says that you have to hear the actual siyum to be considered participating in a siyum. Rav Ozner said that a siyum made by a cotton is considered a valid siyum. Once you participated in a siyum on Erev Pesach, you could eat at home. You could eat at home the rest of the day. That's one of the differences between that we'll point out between Erev Pesach and 9 days. In the 9 days, if one participates in a siyum, it doesn't help that you could continue eating meat at home afterwards. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that if you heard a siyum on the telephone, the person can't come personally to the siyum. It's b'dieved okay. Now the question is, if somebody purposely is making a siyum erev Pesach, someone is deliberately scheduling himself to make a siyum during the 9 days, is that considered valid? So the Mishnah Brura, we'll see it soon, in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, Sifkotan Ayin Gimel, says that one may not do that. And it's based on a Shal Sechuvah Se'elef L'chah Shloima, Eirechayim Siman Shun Yud Zayin, that says even for Erev Pesach, one is not allowed to deliberately schedule to have a siyum. And that's the opinion of the Shal Sechuvah Mehava, and Reb Kivegin, the Shal Sechuvah as well. The Mechas Yitzchak, however, in that tshuva that we quoted earlier, Chel Beis, Simon Tzadik Gimel, holds, says that the Minig Olam is that people even deliberately schedule themselves to have a siyum for Erev Pesach, and that's the Minig Olam, and he says it's based on something that the Yavit says in the Beis Yaakov. The Mishnah Brura again, when it comes to the 9 days, says that if somebody normally, when he finishes a Masechta, does not make a siyum, and now all of a sudden, Erev Pesach, he's a person that makes siyums, that's not acceptable. Rav Olzner says the people are makel, and does not normally make a siyum, but now Erev Pesach, he has a siyum and he uses it, it's fine. You can't, says the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, not participate in the siyum, but have food from the siyum sent to your home, and that should be acceptable. That isn't acceptable. Moreover, one has to really participate in the siyum and eat something, not just take a small drink. And so too says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have to eat from the Sudas HaSiyum. What happens if the person who's making the siyum didn't eat? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that doesn't change it from being considered a valid siyum. What happens if somebody comes to a siyum and he comes late, and he didn't hear the siyum? So the stipler held that he could still participate if he's there, as long as the suda is taking place, he could still participate. So this is the halacha as it's stated in Hilchos Pesach. But as we mentioned, this halacha also appears in the halachas of the 9 days.